Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. This is the WSIU Almanac for the 19th of December. In theaters today in 1997, Titanic made its debut. 26 years ago, Bo Jackson, then with the Oakland Raiders, became the first athlete to be chosen as an all-star in two sports. Locally, if your holiday to-do list includes helping save a life with the gift of blood, today at the Dahlgren Grade School, donate blood between 1 and 5. This Friday in Mount Vernon, donate between 1 and 5 at the Drury Inn and Suites in Mount Vernon. Or this Wednesday in Grand Tower at the Civic Center there, give blood from 3 to 7 p.m. In the new year, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club has a free hike planned for January 15th. That's a Sunday. Meet at Murdale True Value parking lot no later than 9 a.m. with water, a walking stick, and join others to hike Jackson Falls. For more information, call 618-942-6342. If you're in the Olney area and you love singing, join Andrew Pittman with the Olney Central College's Community Choir and get involved. Andrew is the Director of Choral Activities at OCC, and he says for people who enjoy singing and performing, there is no greater and satisfying experience than performing to a live audience.
As a performer, you feed off of the energy of the people in the room. It's really true. Which is why, most famous film actors still do live theater once in a while, even though that doesn't pay well, but they want that. There's nothing like the theater.
And that's your WSIU Almanac. Try to stay warm. Have a good day and a good week. Good Monday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. And boy, we can certainly tell that winter is here with these bone-chilling temperatures. In 1991, on this day, the 6,000th episode of One Life to Live aired on TV. And in England, on this day in 1843, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is published for the first time. Locally tonight in West Frankfort, there is an open house for the nonprofit child advocacy group, The Night Shield, starting at 5. The group has been working with neglected and abused children for over 8 years, and this is Night Shield's way of saying thank you to the community for supporting the work that they do. The address, 301 East Garland Street in West Frankfort. You can also call 932-6400 for more information. In Carbondale, you can make the spirit of the season bright to Southern Illinois children by donating to the Toys for Tots campaign. For more information, call 529-3400. Also in Carbondale, the Alternative Angel Tree to benefit the Women's Center is accepting a variety of donations for the nonprofit. For more information, call 549-4807. If your holiday to-do list includes helping save a life with the gift of blood, this Friday in Mount Vernon, you can donate between 1 and 5 at the Drury Inn and Suites in Mount Vernon. And letting the sound of winter take us out of this almanac as we get within a week of the big day, have a good December 19th.